Hi, this is Omar Salton with Cisco Systems. I am here today with Ed Groden, who is a product marketing manager for the Intel Xeon 5500. Hi, Ed. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks, Omar. Good to be here.
Thanks for spending some time with us talking today. So, Ed, give me a little bit of idea about what you're focused on.
So what I do is I manage the Intel 5500 series processor that's going to be launching or will be launching here shortly.
Okay. And so I know this is actually a much anticipated launch. I know there's a lot of buzz in the industry about it, and you know, we at Cisco are certainly looking forward to its release. Now, the question I got to ask you, and this is a question our customers are asking us right now. You look at this economic condition. You look at IT departments. Budgets are flat to declining. Why are we having a conversation about a new platform and a new architecture?
Well, as you mentioned, it's no surprise. Economic times are tough. We're all struggling with spending choices, not only on a personal level, but also corporate and on an IT level as well. And one of the things that we found is that businesses typically spend, or IT is typically spending about 2/3 of their IT budget on maintaining older platforms. So with a typical server refresh cycle, it's somewhere between 3 and 5 years. It's about that time where a lot of the single core systems that were purchased in 2005 are up for refresh. And so what we do, we see that the new Xeon 5500 series provides an unprecedented opportunity for refresh.
So you see some consolidation in terms of being able to go from these single core platforms to a multi-core platform helps you reduce cost and infrastructure and power cooling, those kinds of things. Is that some of the things our customers could look forward to?
Exactly. And what we see is up to a 9-to-1 consolidation ratio. If you would take those single core servers that you did purchase back in the 2005 time frame, and based on the savings that you would realize on power and cooling, along with things like operating system licensing costs, et cetera, that you can actually realize a payback in as little as 8 months.
Oh, wow, that's pretty impressive. So what are some of the features? I mean, I know there's a lot of anticipation. What is there about this Nehalem architecture and the specific features of technology that you think will contribute to that ROI and move the ball forward from a customer perspective?
And there's a lot of things that are coming together on this platform. It's a new processor architecture. It's a new platform architecture with the QuickPath Interconnect, a new memory subsystem with DDR3 memory, and also enhanced I/O with PCI Express Gen 2, along with a lot more lanes of PCI Express Gen 2. Now, there's a couple of cool features that were that's piquing a lot of interest with our customers. One is Turbo Mode. And Turbo Mode is, the ability to speed up your processor when your application demands it, and it can actually run higher than rated frequency. Another thing is Intel hyper-threading technology. So now you can have up to 16 concurrent software threads on a single two-socketed platform. So those are a couple of the performance features that we're really excited about and are really going to increase the performance up to 2x over our Xeon 5400 platforms.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Also, on the other side, we have a lot of things. We haven't taken our eye off the ball for power. And two of the key features in the Xeon 5500 platform are integrated power gates and automated low power states. So with integrated power gates, in order to conserve energy, this allows the cores to idle on and off automatically when not in use. And when they're idle, they're consuming essentially no power. And then also automated low power states. So this is kind of one way to look at it is turbo boost in reverse.
Okay.
So while turbo boost is taking the core frequency and increasing it above rated frequency to get that maximum performance when you need it, automated low power states actually drops the frequency of the operating cores down to a lower level to help save power.
Cool. So It seems like there's a lot of adaptability and intelligence built into this architecture, into this platform. It's, you know, there's a, it seems like a lot of features, abilities to turn power up and turn power down, and you know, accelerate performance or spin it down based on different circumstances. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, it sure is. And we like to refer to it as an intelligent prod or an intelligent platform, where depending on your application environments, so whether you happen to be operating in a multi-threaded environment or a single-threaded environment where you're more focused on frequency speeds or frequency optimizations, you know, it can adapt, you know, using either hyper-threading, quad-core operation, or single-core operation, and having Turbo Boost kick up the speeds when you have a couple of cores that happen to be idle. Also, in your user environment, if you're in high demand periods or low demand periods, again, you're taking advantage of things like turbo mode to kick up the speed when you need it, or to start idling cores or running the processor cores at lower frequencies as well.
Cool. I mean, I know certainly that, you know, talking to our development guys, you know, the adaptability and the intelligence in the platform was certainly one of the things that appeals to them, because it certainly allows us to be much more innovative with the platform, with our platform, as we bring it to market.
Yep.
So I think we're getting close to wrapping up. Do you have any final words of wisdom, any thoughts you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, and again, we're very excited about the Xeon 5500 platform. We're seeing over 2x performance over our existing platforms, and as we mentioned before, up to a 9-to-1 consolidation ratio if you do happen to be refreshing those single-core platforms that you bought several years ago. So yeah, very excited about the platform. That's about it.
Cool. Thank you for your time. Yeah, thanks for joining us and sharing some of your wisdom. Can folks find you on the internet, the blog or Twitter or anything like that?
Yeah, and I don't have the URLs in front of me, so
I'll add it to the blog.
Okay. But yeah, well, you know, as part of the server room or yeah, intel.com, you know, various places.
Then folks definitely check out Ed on the Intel site.